Dialog.
To the Mother Abbess of Redwall Abbey, from the Hyrulane of Green Isle. My dearest friend Lysian, it is now 8 seasons since Brantalus landed at Redwall and marked the start of my quest. What an adventure it has been, from simple abbey maid to queen. Sometimes I just sit back and enjoy the feeling of being Hyrulane. Brantalus continues to serve as well. He is fiercely proud of his twin titles, Queen's Courier and Official Messenger to Redwall Abbey, though I think our goose only takes on the tasks because he enjoys all the attention and feeding he receives at either end of his journey carrying our letters. Let me tell you some of what has taken place since I came to Green Isle. I'm sure the Redwall Recorder will want all the details. Halt Summerdale is now our pride and joy. What ruler ever had such good and faithful friends to serve her, with the exception of you at Redwall? My Otter clans have now restored everything to its former glory. The terraces and ledges are a profusion of fruit, vegetables and flowers. Our gardeners make sure we want for nothing. My water bailiffs, Wulke and Chab, tend to the ponds and rapids so our little ones can play there from dawn till dusk in safety. Big Colin Galedeep's Mrs. Diderot has supervised the restoration of our big cave. Now we have proper dormitories, a wonderful dining hall, extensive kitchens, even a wine cellar. Diderot is not so much an otter mum as a force of nature. I've never seen a creature so full of boundless energy and enthusiasm. I would be lost without Diderot and Banya's stream dog as my constant companions. We take tea together, just like you and Molmun Burby. Between us, we plan and discuss everything, from feasting to harvesting. At the moment, we're designing uniform tunics for our clan warriors. Letho Shellhound, Big Colin, and the clan leaders were so impressed by the tactics and discipline of the Long Patrol. They learned a lot from the hares before they returned to their mountain. Mainly, that constant vigilance and alertness will keep our isle free from foe beasts and the threat of conquering warlords. At the clan meeting, they voted unanimously to form the Green Clan Regiment. So I think Green Isle is now safe, with Letho and Green Clan Regiment to protect our shores, even though Colin Galedeep and certain comrades of his have adopted hare speech. Banya and I have to laugh when Diderot says, "Even that great lump and his mates coming to supper wop-wotting and pip-pipping and calling me old gel, I'll bend the ladle over their rudders."